praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 How many of you are excited right now in the presence of God?
Yeah.
Can I see the hands?
Hallelujah.
I believe that God has brought it here with a purpose.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you shake your hands that I'm here with a divine purpose?
I'm here with a divine purpose.
Yes,
divine. Amen.
You know, my topic was about destiny according to God's plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We might be caught up with a lot of things. But have you ever thought like fulfilling destiny according to God's plan and purpose? How many of you want your destiny to be according to God's plans and purpose?
Amen.
We
Hallelujah.
All want our destiny to be rooted
yes,
and
Lord.
Be guided
yes, Lord.
By directed by His purpose. But the sweet summary what I got, like every divine plan is a divine purpose.
Amen.
Can you say it with me? Every
divine plan
has a divine purpose. Your life and my life have a divine purpose today.
Amen.
He wants us to be fulfilled through Him.
Amen.
If you are ready and if you are prepared, God says that I will change your life according to my plan and my purpose.
Amen.
How many of you are ready right now and want your life to be changed?
Yes.
According to His desire.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
It's not my desire, His purpose.
Amen.
His will.
Amen.
His planning.
Amen.
We might have caught up with a lot of things and we don't know why my life is heading and mess up with something that which we don't want.
Mm.
But my God said, I have already pre-planned your future. Your destiny.
Amen.
Your destiny is pre-planned,
yes.
My dear church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we give a round of claps to Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Your destiny is pre-planned. How beautiful God is.
Amen.
As Pastor been traveling since few days and few weeks. But I sense that God has taken you to that level with a reason. To show you that how business works.
Amen.
How people come in and what is the reason behind it.
Amen.
So a lot of things will change up if we are surrendered ourselves in the hand of God.
Hallelujah.
Whether it's your business, whether it's your studies, whether it's your future, or whether it's your job.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
He has a purpose. Can we say He has a purpose?
He Amen. Has a purpose.
My first point is the goal of God's plan.
Amen.
Do you understand? The goal of
God's
plan.
Amen.
Can you turn to Numbers 14:21?
But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
What it says, the glory
of the Lord.
Glory to Himself.
Amen.
It's not to anyone else.
Amen.
If your goal is to give Him a glory,
Amen.
Rest of the things will be taken care of by Him.
Amen.
You don't have to think that what is going to happen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
while I'm heading up to in this route,
Amen.
God has a greater thing in your life.
Amen.
But are you ready and prepared to give yourself in the hand of God?
Amen.
We want to give all the glory to Him, not
Amen.
Your colleagues.
Amen.
First, give all glory
yes.
to Him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
When you are ready and prepared yourself to give something for Him, He says that, I will make your future. Don't hesitate and don't think that what my future is heading up to right now.
Yes.
Are you ready and prepared that, okay, God, I want you to lead me.
Amen.
I'm no one to decide myself.
Yeah.
I don't want my life to head according to my decision.
That's right.
But I want everything to work out according to your plan.
Amen.
He is going to change your future, my brother. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are prepared yourself, God says that my plan is better than your plan.
Amen.
My second point is God's ultimate plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you turn to Psalms 115 verse 16?
The heaven,
mm-hmm.
even the heavens,
mm-hmm.
are the Lord's,
mm-hmm.
but the earth He has given
uh-huh.
to the children of men.
Praise God.
Amen.
What it says?
The
earth
is given
to the children of
men.
It means the earth was created from the God for us.
Amen.
So all the things that we see here that God has made for us.
That's right.
How great our God is.
Amen.
Can Hallelujah. We give praise to our Jesus?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise.
There is no one like Him.
Amen.
Amen.
There is none else like him.
Amen.
My third important point is walk with God. Walking means just, you know, taking a step one by one. You have to make your relationship with God in a way that he plans ahead of your plan.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Cultivate your relationship with God.
Amen.
But how many of you are ready that you want to listen and want to have a relationship with him? He really wants us to spend a quality time to understand his plan and purpose for our life.
Amen.
His plan and purpose, what he makes our destiny. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Amen.
It means he wants you to lean on him.
Amen.
Not on your own understanding, own planning, own desire, own purpose. He wants you to look up to him. That's how he plans about you. His plan is better than our plan.
Amen.
So if you see that, we have to know one thing, that all these things are very important. All these things are very important. But beyond that, there is something God have taught me. Seek godly input. Input from your mentor, leaders, pastors. They are the one who leads you to the right direction for your future.
Amen.
Someone comes to our life with a purpose and a reason. That if God has placed us in this church, and for me and you, Proverbs 11:14.
Where there is no counsel, the people fall.
Uh-huh.
But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
His purpose is fulfillment in life when we end well in God's plan. Fulfillment in life when we end well in God's plan. His plan is better than our plan. Can we raise on our feet?
Amen.
Let his plan and purpose be our destiny. Let him to be take care of our life. Let his divine plan and let his divine purpose be our destiny. Not our own imagination or our planning, his plans. God, we surrender right now ourselves to your hand, Lord Jesus. And I strongly believe it right now.
Yes.
That for each and everyone,
yes,
that you have a plan, a greater things in the life. We want to lean on you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that you have given me, Lord Jesus. Let your plan be our plan, Lord Jesus. Let your plan be our destiny, Lord Jesus. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name.